morning. Hopefully you get a chance to see outside there. They did a lot of work. Hopefully by next week we'll be wrapped up that portion of it and enjoying the garden. This past week I went out to lunch with some friends and the subject of baby names came up. And it was noted that old names, names that were popular a generation or two ago, are making a comeback. Names like Nora and Emma, Eleanor, Lucy. I see an Eleanor up there right now. And while that is certainly the subject matter and the interest of the anthropognosticists around, they are people who study personal names, I thought to myself it might be a good opening, a good segue for this weekend's homily. As we come to church today, not to celebrate an event or a happening of God, but on this Trinity Sunday, on which we reflect on God's name, on God himself, his very identity. All the readings this weekend for Trinity Sunday talk about the name of God, and he has a lot of them. If you do a Google search of names of God, there's one site that comes up and it has 900 plus names. And that's just from the sacred scripture itself. As we know, there's other names of God, like Allah. And if we count all of those personal gods, all those things that have lord over us, things like power and pleasure and pride, we know that we live in a world with many gods. But on this Trinity Sunday, we come together and we are invited to call to mind the very specific name of God in which we believe. And his name, Jesus Christ. The anointed one who saves. He's the risen one from the dead. The one who was sent into the world, who has revealed the Father to us, and who poured out his Holy Spirit upon us. And my friends, having just celebrated all those events, the 40 days of the Easter season, then the Ascension and the Pentecost, this weekend we're invited to step back and take a look at all that we have seen and who it was that did all that. God himself. And how privileged we are to be able to name him. How privileged we are to know or just begin to get a glimpse of God. As we learned, he's not a singular person. No way. He's not a God who's sitting up on some throne high above and with a beard and looking down at us. He's not even one being above all beings. That's not our God. But rather, he is being itself. I am, he said. He is that communion of life and love. Three persons, one God, eternal, teaching us to call him Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And how important it is to know him, to know and to hear his name, to believe in him so as to enter into communion with him, so as to be saved with him, as by him, as we grow in him, in friendship, in mercy, in communion, and in love. My friends, this is a tremendous gift. And it's a truth that not all people know, not all people believe. And not all people accept. If ever you've spoken to a Muslim, as I have, you know that this concept of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it bewilders them. They scratch their head. When they speak of Allah and God, they are not speaking of the communion of persons that we know. For them, God is solo. And they are slave. They are in relationship with God. And as much as we can understand that, because God is other, my goodness, how privileged we are to actually receive him, to be friends with him, to be one with God. Incredible. And yet, as human beings made in his image and likeness, as men and women, boys and girls who cannot be understood without relationships, so too our God. We are people made for communion by God who is communion. My friends, sometimes on Trinity Sunday, it's easy just to think that the Trinity is a mystery and we can't say much. And you know what? True enough. If a priest, I hesitate preaching on a day like today because if you talk too much, you get into heresy as you talk about the Trinity. It is a mystery. But it's not one that we just say the heck with. We'll understand it later. But it's the one that invites us to come to know. And to come to know the kindness and the mercy, the love of God, and to grow in that. My friends, that's where peace is found. That's where joy is discovered. And that's what we were made for. Our patron Patrick brought the news of the Trinity to the pagan people of Ireland who had enslaved him and who were killing people left and right who didn't worship false gods. He proclaimed the good news of God. And on this Trinity Sunday, as the church proclaims that same reality, that same good news, we're called to know it too. And so perhaps this week, as we pray, as we even think of God, perhaps we can think of him in the way that we believe him to be. Not the guy up there checking off to see if he came to church today. But the God who is with us and who is inviting us to a perfect love. Some say that probably the most beautiful prayer that we could ever pray is the sign of the cross. Maybe this week we can keep that in mind as we call to mind the Father who created and who knows and who wills us. The name of the Son who teaches us what love is and how to love, even to death. And the name of the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with his power, helping us with our burdens, giving us wings, if you will, to be able to come to God. No other faith but Christian faith can cross themselves and believe and say such a prayer. May we who do that do it this week with a greater reverence and an understanding, so as to come to be the people God calls us to be, sons and daughters of God, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.